It's a Monday, and we're here to do Monday things.
What were you talking about?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Monday Show. I'm Scott Johnson with Carter Johnson. Hi, Carter.
Hello.
The fruit of my loins is here.
Oh, please don't.
We did that before, and you didn't seem to mind. Well, no, you did mind. You didn't like it at all.
No, I don't like any part of that. Mm-mm. Don't say loins.
It's a very biblical way of saying it.
Is that better?
I'm not saying it's...
Just because it's in the Bible, it's okay?
No, definitely not.
That's how it works,
especially not like Old Testament business, because there's some stuff in there that's like, are you kidding me? Really?
Pretty violent.
Yeah. Not just violent, like...
I didn't read a lot of my scripture.
Yeah.
Growing up, because I was too busy reading other books.
Fantasy books.
Yeah.
Carter was busy reading...
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Yeah. And
what else, though? What was the one you liked that Sanderson did that... Back when he was doing mostly kids' books, because that's what he started.
I never read Brendan Sanderson. Adult.
That's not true. You went to that signing and got like a...
I owned the books.
I didn't read them? Why?
Because, okay, this is controversial. Are you ready for my controversial take?
Yeah, I haven't heard this.
I don't like his writing.
Carter, have you heard, but you haven't read any of the new stuff?
I haven't read any new stuff, so I can't fairly say, but every time I tried to read Brendan Sanderson... I give up because it just doesn't
was it
work
old,
for me.
Was it the old... But you're talking about the old young adult novel stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't tried recently. I should probably try some of his new stuff, but...
What's the one everyone says you have to read? That's... Hold on. Brendan...
I don't know.
Sanderson must read. How about that? I think it might be the Mistborn series. Hold on. Where do I start?
Mistborn.
11... Best Brandon Sanderson books to kickstart your reading of Brandon Sanderson novels.
Oh.
You know, he lives here. He just lives over in American
Fork.
I
know. My coworker once went to his house and sent us a video of his insane, like, underground castle that he has.
Yeah. That's cool, right?
It's really cool. It's fancy. That's what I would do if I made a bunch of money.
I can't find The Way of the Kings. Stormlight. That's it. Way of Kings, book one from Stormlight series. I think you'd like it.
Okay. I'll try it. I'll read anything.
I liked it a lot. The Mistborn series
also good.
My rule
is that if you hand me a book, physically hand me a book, I will read it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Anything. What if it's a...
I'm going to be real honest about it.
But what if it's a repair manual for a real thick one for like a Xerox copier?
I used to, when I was a kid... This actually kind of speaks to how little I liked his books. I feel a little bad about this, but...
Go ahead.
I used to read like car manuals and stuff whenever I was bored in the car.
Yeah.
Like mom would go and do something.
Yeah.
When I was probably like 12 and I would just read car manuals because I had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
This is pre-iPhone.
That really is a thing you would do? What would you get out of that experience?
I don't know. I was just bored. It was something to do.
I mean, did you learn anything? Did you walk away going, oh, I understand now how a spark plug works?
I don't think I understood, but I do know like a lot of terms for car stuff now.
Like what? Let's do it. Let's do a quick
test. I don't
know.
It's been a long time.
Come on.
Anything. Too much pressure.
Just anything in a car.
Gear
Give me a part.
Shift.
Gear shift. I don't think that counts.
I don't know.
How about...
You're putting me on the spot.
What do you know about the transmission? An automatic versus a manual. Do you know the difference?
I know that there's a little thing that does this on the manual.
A little thing that does this?
You've put me on the spot and it's stressing me out. I'm like sweating.
For those at home who can't see the video, Carter just took her hand at a 45-degree angle and then tilted it another 45. And that was what meant to be something very learningful.
Yeah. Don't you know about cars? Duh.
Apparently, I know nothing. All right. Here's the deal. Oh, I didn't know Austin Butler was in that. Sorry. I've been thinking a lot about Dune because I saw the Dune Part 2.
How do you not know Austin Butler's in that?
No, I know he's in it.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, is I've been thinking about that movie since, and now I'm seeing Austin Butler everywhere.
I just see TikToks of him.
I think he's having a moment.
You're going to watch it out here.
Well, and there's... In that movie, he does an amazing, basically, it's an impression of Baron Harkonnen.
Harkonnen.
Played by the other guy. You know, in his oil bath and all that.
Yeah,
that guy. You know
yeah,
the one I'm
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah.
Anyway, he does basically his voice, and it's pretty freaky.
That's cool.
You got to see this. You saw the first one, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Carter? Did we have a moment of I'm not sure if you've seen the first one?
No, I've seen the first one. We watched it together.
Tell me what you remember from it. I'm testing you now. What do you remember from the film?
I remember
Dune Part 1.
Little Victorian sickly boy, Timothy Chalamet.
Do you know that his real name is Timothée Chalamet? It's his French name, and he went with Timothy because the other one was so lame and nobody, everyone
his
hated
his name is him. Actually Timothy.
Yeah, it's French.
Why does that make sense?
It bugs me.
It's annoying, but I don't like it.
He's very good in this movie, though.
No, I think he's a good actor. He's built like a broomstick.
But what?
But I remember him. I remember lady with the little thing over her face with the box that he puts his hand in and it hurts.
She's a Bene Gesserit priestess woman.
I remember the mom.
Head of the thing. Yeah, mom. What else?
I remember the dad.
There's some worms.
What's his name?
Leto Atreides.
Yeah, they have to walk funny to avoid the worms.
It's called...
It's like non-rhythmic walking.
Yeah, but it's called... Oh, jeez, my brain. It's in the books, too. I don't remember that.
Anyway.
Something.
I love how you're testing me, but you don't actually remember. And you just watched the second one.
I did, and it was great, and I would recommend it to anybody, anywhere, anytime. This thing was so far up my alley, it almost hurt.
I've heard good things. I'm excited to see it, but I will not wondrous. See it in theaters, probably.
Really? Theaters?
Theaters.
You saw that Hong or that Godzilla movie twice in theaters. Why won't you see this in theaters?
I saw the color version and the black and white version.
Why don't you and your friend Alicia go see it?
Because I'm trying to save money. I'm trying to be responsible with my cash moolah.
Your cash moolah?
My cash moolah. Anyway.
All right, fine.
I'm glad you like Dune. I'm really happy for you.
It's very good. And also, I would highly recommend... I forgot. I was going to say something else.
Good job.
Yep.
Brains are just up here today.
Things are going... Oh, and I stopped using the screen today because people were distracted by it.
What screen?
In the video. My screen behind me.
Oh.
Notice it's not playing nature documentaries.
I was distracted by it the whole time, so yeah. I actually appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to see if that helps, because I think some people were annoyed. I mean, they didn't come out and say, I'm annoyed. They just were just like, that's distracting.
I get that. No, yeah.
And I don't, you know, I don't blame them. Hey, we got a thing I want to play you, okay? This guy here today, you're going to love this.
Okay.
You heard part of it.
I'm really excited.
And you thought it was something else. It's important that you hear it, though. Because you are called out in it.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Here you go.
I'm scared.
Listen anyway.
Okay, okay.
Listen anyway.
This is Luge Man, a.k.a. Dennis, and...
Lila.
We had a question. Lila's working on her animal project at school, and her favorite animal is a narwhal. Lila wants to know what your favorite animals are. Mine's a gorilla, and Lila's is a...
Lamb.
Wait, we just said narwhal. Okay, but Lila also had a question.
Carter, can you draw me a unicorn, please?
Thanks.
Of course you're drawing her a unicorn.
I'm going to draw her a unicorn right now.
Like immediately.
Well, I'm probably on my iPad, which is far away from me. But that's so cute.
We're such suckers.
We're
suckers
always,
for little kids.
I will always draw a unicorn for a child.
Yeah, if a child asks, well, we're not saying that everybody should ask for a unicorn. We're just saying that Lila is getting a unicorn.
Lila is getting a unicorn. Yeah. What's your favorite animal then, Dad?
Oh, if I had to pick one, trying not to do the typical thing, because I do like a big dog.
That's fine. Whatever your actual favorite
is. But that's boring.
Don't be a hipster.
I'm going to go with something weird. Let's do... What are those cats with the really long ears? They're rare. Not snow leopards.
Lynxes?
Not lynx. It's a very specific kind of wild cat.
Is it a little cat?
No. Kind of big. And their ears are enormous. Just big, pointy ears.
Not serval.
Not civet. Not serval. Not...
I don't know.
Well, then I can't play this game. Oh, well, you know what? I'll just say platypus because the platypus is insane. It makes no sense. It's part duck.
Yes.
It's part mammal, like an otter.
I mean, it's not actually part duck. It just
has
a bill like a duck.
It sure looks like one. It's the only mammal with a duck that I know of. Do you know another mammal with a duck? With a bill?
Do you want to know more things about them? Because I know things.
They're also toxic.
Mm-hmm. They're venomous.
Venomous. That is also a thing that is usually not tied to either a fowl or a mammal.
And they lay eggs.
And they lay eggs.
Which is crazy.
What the F is going on with that, with a platypus? And we called it a platypus.
Well, because it has platted tail.
Yeah, but what's the puss part? Platypus?
I don't know. What's puss in like Latin?
It's like, I'll punch you right in the puss, see?
I bet you there's a Latin connection.
Well, there's always Latin. Anyway, that's what I'd say. A platypus. Because I also look like they might be fun to have, even though
you probably
not.
Die.
You'd probably
from them.
Die. They're toxic and they'll kill you. They'll poison you. What do you, what's, wait, can I guess yours?
Sure. I don't think you're going to get it, but you're welcome to.
Give me a hint first. Is it furry?
Yes.
Is it large?
Fairly large.
Fairly large.
My problem is I can't pick like fully. So I have like three top ones, but this is my favorite right now.
Okay. Polar bear.
Nope.
Okay.
I thought you were kind of close on one of my other ones.
Really? All right, say it.
My favorite is a hyena. I love hyenas.
Why?
I just think they're so interesting.
But they got Simba's dad killed. They were had a role in that.
So I shouldn't like them for that reason.
No, they're all right. My only problem with hyenas is that sound they make that everybody thinks is like a laughter sound. Mm-hmm. I find it really disconcerting.
That's what I like about them. They're kind of freaky.
Yeah, and their bums are low.
They're
scary. You notice that? Their butts are low to the ground.
Yeah, they kind of have like a humped shape to them.
And they look like they're, every time they are around each other, around other animals, they look like they're always squatting to pee like Rainer. You notice that? So you know they stink.
Oh, they have to smell terrible.
Because they're just leaving their mark everywhere, including on their own stupid fur. They seem like they're a little dumb.
Yeah. No, yeah. Do you think, and platypuses are too.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah.
But yes.
Platypus. Hyenas. Hyena. Okay. Let me guess another one. Sloth.
Nope. That's Nick's favorite, funnily enough.
Is it?
Yeah. My brother Nick.
It's because he just wants to sleep.
He is a sloth.
He's a sleeper. How mainstream are these animals?
They exist here in Utah.
Oh.
You've seen at least one of these. You've probably seen both of these in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, red panda?
Nope.
Oh.
More common than that.
It's mountain lion.
Nope. Although they're cool.
They're cool. Bees.
Bees. I love bees. I'm not counting insects.
Okay, no bees. Is it a bird or a mammal?
One's a bird, one's a mammal.
Oh, one's a bird?
Yeah.
In Utah?
Yeah.
Some kind of hawk?
No. You like them too because they're weird. This isn't that hard.
Like talking birds?
I mean, yeah.
Crow, raven.
Crows.
Oh, they're cool.
I love crows.
Yeah. They're the ones that go, hola.
Hola?
Hola. If you're Spanish, I guess.
Yeah, if you teach them Spanish.
They'd probably say hello.
Hello.
If they were.
They have those deep, cool voices.
Okay. And then last one, a dog.
Nope.
What?
A bear. Black bears.
Oh, black bear.
I like black bears.
I mean, the nice ones.
I like grizzly bears too.
They'll all tear you to pieces.
Oh, yeah. Though. They'll all destroy you, but I love them.
All right. I like bears too. Bears are good. All right.
Well, this was a fun game.
That was a lot of fun there.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Lila is her name.
Lila? Layla?
Lila?
Lila?
Hold on. I'm going to play it again.
This is Luge Man.
Lila.
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 Oh, I just wanted to get ice cream with her.
Well, we're sending her a unicorn. So.
Can we go to ice cream and then we watch Bluey after or something like that? She sounds so sweet.
Bluey makes me cry.
Luge Man, you have a cute daughter. All right, here we go. How about this one? This is about hitting baby heads.
What?
I don't know. Let's see what this is.
Hey, this is Randy from Ohio. I'm calling for the Monday show. And you were talking about when you were a baby back in the early 70s and was in a car wreck and hit your head on the dashboard. The same thing happened to me. I was a lot younger, though. I think I was a lot smaller, so I wouldn't have remembered it at all. But now I wonder how many people that did happen to that are our age. Well, that's it. Thanks a lot. Love the show, though. Bye.
Maybe. Yeah, we talked about this injury when I was a kid.
When you like you were two and you
hit
the dashboard.
I still have a scar from it.
I think a lot of people this happened to because there weren't seatbelts.
I mean, there were. Yeah, when we were babies,
there were not seatbelts.
From I was born in 69 and from probably then till 75 or something, there were no rules. I don't think. I don't actually know this. I don't know when it became a mandate.
I just know that a lot of those old cars like did not have seatbelts at all installed. Like they just didn't exist for a long time.
Well, here's when they became law. We're looking it up and learning something new.
We're learning today.
Most seatbelt laws in the United States are left to the state or county laws. However, the recommended age for a child to sit in the front passenger seat is 13. The first seatbelt law was a federal law, Title 49 of the United States Code, Chapter 301, Motor Safety Standard, which took effect on January 1st, 1968.
68?
So before I was born. That required all vehicles except buses to be fitted with seatbelts in all designated seating positions. This law has since been modified to require a 3-point seatbelt in outboard seating positions.
I don't think that the old cars your dad was driving had seatbelts installed.
Oh, here. This is crazy. Seatbelt use was voluntary until New York became the first state in the nation to require vehicle occupants to wear seatbelts as of December 1st, 1984.
84?
84. That's the year Temple of Doom came out.
Is it?
Yeah. Huh. And Gremlins.
Gremlins.
And that was a big year for movies. Some others I can't think of.
Other ones.
It was a big year, though. For real, it was a huge year for movies.
Yeah.
Anyway, point is, let's see, when did Utah do it? Right now, there are no enforcement for adults in Maine.
Ew, weird. Is it weird to think that I was only...
I'm sorry, New Hampshire.
In 84. What?
Yes.
I was only 13 years from being born.
Yeah. Think of that.
That's weird.
It is weird. I think about this all the time, because when Taylor was born in 1994... If you just gone back 10 years, that's 84. And I'm literally a 14-year-old kid.
That makes no sense.
Going to a Temple of
Doom.
That
makes no sense in my little brain.
It's very weird. Time is a freaking
time is stupid
thing.
And annoying.
I don't like it.
I hate it.
I don't like it. I mean, your older sister's about to hit 30.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? Because you're 3 years behind her.
I always will feel younger.
That's a good way of looking
at it. It's great to have older siblings, because then you just feel, you're like, well, at least I'm not as old as my sister.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's not bad. All right, let's play. Wait, what was the whole point of that? Oh, yeah, I think a lot of people hit their heads. There were probably a lot of these weird little accidents. I'm sure there were tons of fatalities that
probably
just happened because that's how things were back then. I didn't realize it was voluntary for such a long time.
That is a long time.
Because most of my life of memories... I was always supposed to put a seatbelt on.
Yeah. It was actually true for me.
I wasn't like 12 or 14 sitting in the front seat with no seatbelt on. That was never going to happen.
Yeah.
But at age two, I was for some reason.
Slipping and sliding around.
Yeah, it's weird. Cars and humans and laws are weird.
And humans and laws.
Here's another one about veggies and vegetarians.
Uh-oh,
because that's you.
It is me.
Except for fish. You like the fish?
I do eat fish.
As a long-term carnivore, I was just curious why you chose to become a vegetarian. All right, love the show. And also, circus peanuts are delicious.
Yeah. Although
yeah, suck like it.
Penis, but...
We got peanuts. More people on the circus penis train.
he likes the circus peanuts, but more importantly, he's a carnivore. He likes the meat.
He likes the meat.
Why? What? What was the impetus for your change?
So...
At age 11.
I was 11 years old.
Yep.
I was 11 years old. And before that, I never really liked meat very much.
You weren't into meat.
I wasn't into it. Like, we had like chicken at dinner, I had to like force myself to eat it because it was like, you have to eat your meat, whatever.
Yeah.
How
can you have any pudding if you don't eat your
exactly.
meat?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so for a really long time, it was like that. And then I just kind of like ate the least amount I possibly could. And I would just like, whenever I could serve for myself, it was like I would just like never get it. Or if I had to eat it, it was like I'd eat the littlest amount.
Right.
Had to eat it as in like an adult was like finished food kind of thing. And then when I was 10 years old, we went to Subway and I was super sick. Like
after
really
Subway.
Bad flu.
Before or after Subway?
We were sick before, but because we got Subway, I got a bacon. Bacon was the only meat that I liked. And I
can't believe this is going to be Subway's fault.
But. I know. I got a bacon sub and I puked, not because of the Subway, but because we had the flu. And that was like the final straw of meat. And so for my 11th birthday, I asked my mom if I could be vegetarian.
What'd she say?
And she said, yup.
And ever since then, whenever Kim cooks for Carter, she makes Carter an extra bowl of whatever,
well,
or pot.
Not like an extra. Well, yeah. Sometimes she'll make me extra. Like if we do enchiladas, she'll have like the meat ones, and then she'll have like a little one for me.
She does jambalaya. We'll have meat in one and not in the other one. Although you eat shrimp, so it's usually some crossover.
Yeah,
there.
I am.
And do you think you'll always be?
Probably. I've had no troubles. I also found out a few years ago. Wow, it's been a while. That I have like high iron levels.
Yeah.
And so
it equaled out.
It's possible that like that was one of the reasons why I just kind of didn't like eating meat.
Oh, because you were already getting your iron because you were making
like my body
yourself.
Was just like, nah, we're good.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
So do you miss anything about meat?
No, not even a little.
Nothing.
Sometimes the smell of it cooking will make me ill.
Yeah, she doesn't like the smell of like if we're making bacon, and we do sometimes make bacon around here. You just get...
It's all the bacon's the worst. It makes me a little like nauseous. It's better than it used to be, but it's still pretty bad.
See, that's hilarious because bacon... If I smelled bacon right now, I'd be so hungry.
So gross.
That sounds so
no.
bad. Why is that so? Why one generation apart did you come out differently? I don't know.
No.
And your sister and your brother eat meats?
Yep. Nick's gotten a lot more closer, to vegetarian over like with being in a relationship with his wife and like all this stuff because she's a little bit more that way. They both eat meat still, but it's like way rarer.
Yeah. He's kind of a hipster that way. And it's fine.
It's fine.
I don't blame
him. We love him.
Of course we do. I would eat more vegetables if they were, well, I don't know. Could I stop eating meat though? Because I do eat a lot of veggies. Today I had it for lunch.
What if your doctor was just like, that's it, you can't do it? Because I don't believe that you would because you still eat sugar.
It's not true. Occasionally I have like a little.
You still owe me my peanut butter cup.
I know. We still haven't solved that issue. I'm just trying to think, though, is there, unless, so if I had a doctor said, if you eat any more meat, you're just going to die in a week, I'd say.
Or right. More like your sugar thing where it's like, you've got to stop. Otherwise, you're going to cause all these problems.
Well, my biggest problem with sugar is what it used to be. The biggest problem was like tons of carbs that were like simple carbs. Those convert to sugar. And that was the sugar that was bad. I stopped doing that. And
if you had to give up one meat, like one one animal.
Or one of every meat. I see what you mean.
One entire animal.
I'd have a hard time giving up beef.
The one that's worse for you.
And chicken. I like chicken. How about...
All of these are so gross to me. And like, I will not judge you. I used to have people who would like at lunch be like, is it okay if I eat with you? Because they were eating like a burger. It's not... I don't care. I don't care what anyone else does.
It's nice. People are nice.
But yeah, it's like not a bad thing for them to do that.
Butts about that. But yeah.
Like I have zero.
Okay.
Like I have my choice. You do you whatever.
All right. I never want to eat rabbit again.
But meat is disgusting.
I don't want rabbit. I don't want squirrel.
Well, you can't choose the things you're not eating. You don't eat those things.
Well, I've had them before though.
That's true.
Okay. Of regular meat source, pork. I drop pork.
Okay.
Pork sometimes makes me feel bleh. And I love bacon, but I could live without it if I had to cut out one. And I would eat more chicken and occasionally beef. I already do that now. That's kind of what I do.
Yeah,
you
don't need a ton of red meat.
No, we're not a lot of red meat around here.
Red meat.
Thank you for that.
This is a great time to bring up, right, our Patreon.
Oh, you want to talk about that now?
Yeah, let's bring it up right now. All right. Like middle show.
All right, let's do it. So, in fact, some people may have just heard a commercial if they're in the basic feed.
Oh.
And if you did... And you were like, sure wish I didn't have these. Sure wish I didn't have an ad to listen to when I listen to the show. Good news.
My goodness. We have news for you.
Here, listen to this right here.
Welcome back, Carter.
It's time. That's not a good transition. But
no, not even a little bit.
We're launching our Patreon today. And if you go to patreon.com/Monday, The Monday Show.
The Monday Show.
Did I get that right?
Right?
I better check.
Let's make sure.
I believe it is.
Yes.
It is. There it is. The Monday Show. That is patreon.com/The Monday Show. It's a monthly. We're not trying to go crazy here or anything. We're just see if we can't, get Carter a little extra rent money.
But we will do some fun, cool extra.
Oh, we're going to do some cool stuff. Yeah. So you'll get no ads. You'll get a version of the feed. The patrons will get a video from kind of uncut video from the production of the show,
which will no longer exist anywhere else.
Only you'll get it.
Yep.
And unless you come live, you get a lot of that live. But what else did I write down here? I wrote some stuff down.
On the higher tier, we will be doing bonus monthly streams.
Yep.
Which are very exciting.
Also a monthly sticker, collectible sticker
this
every
month. This is actually forcing us to do the monthly stream because we've talked about this many times.
The monthly stream.
But this will make us
And the
do
monthly
it.
Stream will be either game or art related of mm-hmm. some sort. Maybe that's when we do our classes. I don't know. We got ideas.
Yeah.
But it'll be patron only. All right. And then what else? Oh, digital stuff that you'll be able to get and mm-hmm. a whole bunch of other things. Anyway,
all the things.
It's super cheap because we did it monthly. It's not per creation. You just go there. Sign up today and support this weird new thing we're doing. All right. It's patreon.com/The Monday Show.
The Monday Show.
All right. Can I read you a thing?
Yeah.
This
can
just,
you?
This just showed up.
May you?
May I? Will I? Can I? Should I? Here it is. Howdy do from Massachusetts, guys. That's it.
Oh, howdy do.
That's the message. Yeah, it is. You know, howdy do to you as well. We hope you're good.
Is howdy do a form of how do you do? I never thought about this.
Howdy do.
Howdy do. Like howdy doody. Like
howdy do.
Like howdy do. Like how are you doing?
I've never heard anyone say howdy do. Have
really?
You?
It's like an old cowboy like movie thing. Like spaghetti westerns.
They say howdy do?
Like howdy do, partner. That kind of thing. Do you like my accent?
No. No, I don't.
It was not southern.
It was bad. Okay, well, hold on. Howdy do. Howdy do.
Now it doesn't sound
me.
Like a word anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right to
me. It's gone forever.
We got somebody who was asking us if we had any other examples besides the Futurama dog episode of animation that we would recommend to people that is touching.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like has emotional resonance to it. Because you're not going to get it from things like, I don't think Phineas and Ferb and stuff like that has like those moments. Yeah, maybe it does. I don't watch it.
I don't like Phineas.
Do you like Phineas and Ferb?
No, is that's another controversial thing.
Is it because their heads are shaped the way they are?
No, I just didn't. I don't find it funny. I don't know. I'm sounding like such a snob on this episode.
Yeah, why are you so snobby today?
I have like a couple things that I'll watch that I'm like, ugh, it's just not for me. I don't know why.
Someone in here, two people said Iron Giant. Duh.
Oh my gosh. Please watch Iron Giant. It's so wonderful.
And Cole, of course, other than Bluey, that is definitely what we're talking about. Outside of Bluey's, you know.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be. It's wonderful. And it's all earns it. It's not, it doesn't patronize you. It doesn't pander to you.
It's so good.
It's just amazing.
It's such a good show.
Gershwin and Asari says Princess Mononoke. Mononoke.
It's a Studio Ghibli.
Ghibli.
I have not watched that one.
Really?
No.
Oh, I thought you'd seen that Miyazaki movie. I mean, most Miyazaki movies are kind of that.
Yeah, they all have like a lovely little thing in it.
But like as far as episodic TV, The Simpsons will do it occasionally. That one famously with, not Lisa, who's the young one? Maggie.
Oh, the Do It For Her
do
one?
Do It For Her
that
one is real. I know, it's really sweet. It's really good. I saw another Futurama that was really sweet and good at the end.
Futurama has a ton, actually.
Yeah, Futurama is very good at it.
Very, very sweet.
What else? There's others. And let's think of them.
I can't think of them. I don't know.
This kind of, I meant to do some research before this on stuff that we like, but I can't find anywhere. Ooh, not an automaton joined our Patreon already. Thanks, dude.
Wow. Wait, first one?
I don't know. If you're first, maybe we'll send you something special because you're firsty.
That'd be kind of fun.
I don't know how to tell. I'll have to look at it after. Oh, okay. Whoever was first today.
You're getting something.
We're going to send you something cool. We don't know what yet.
But it's going to be cool.
It's going to be very
fantastic.
Cool. Anyway, and by the way, so we'll go back and forth on who does art for stickers and stuff. But a lot of this stuff will be Carter's like amazing sticker art. Y'all aren't ready for that stuff. It's going to be really good.
It's going to be fun.
No pressure.
It's very exciting for me.
Chad says Fat Albert. No.
I haven't seen
Fat Bojack Albert. Horseman. Maybe. I haven't seen it.
I've heard that's like devastating though. Not like sweet, like
Bojack?
Just depressing as hell. Yeah.
Really? I thought it was supposed to be funny and stuff.
I heard it was like, it's a little rough around certain points. like good, but I've heard it's more sad than actual like sweet.
Really? Okay. How about, your Over the Garden Wall business.
Oh, Over the Garden Wall's lovely.
Yeah.
Everyone should
has
watch
heart.
That one. That one does
it's
have
also
heart.
Short.
It is. It's a miniseries. Like yeah. It's 10 episodes.
Yeah, it's not big. We got a text that just came in, a question for Carter. Mm-hmm. This is from Rainbow Bright, regular in our community. Always good to have her around.
All right.
I have a question for Carter. We all know you save spiders from the slaughter. Does that extend to cockroaches and mosquitoes? I have no mercy for those creatures. Thanks.
We don't get cockroaches here.
No, we don't. Utah is a cockroach.
Like
we are a cockroach-free zone here. We don't have the climate for it. They don't like it here.
Yeah. I like roaches, though. I don't touch them because they can carry a bunch of stuff that you don't want.
Yeah.
But
where your mother's from, they have big flying hissing
worms.
Yeah.
I whenever me and my mom and Nick all went to Mississippi at one point when I was like 20 or something.
No, you were younger than that.
Was I?
That was right out of high school.
Was I?
You're like 17.
I don't remember.
Eight.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. But I did save a couple cockroaches.
Really?
Yeah. Because they would get into our suitcases and no one else could deal with them.
They gross me out so
I actually really like cockroaches. I think they're cool.
I'd rather have a spider than a cockroach.
Have you ever seen those really big ones? Those like huge African
ones?
Yeah,
big like crazy hissing ones. The ones the size of puppies.
Yeah, those are awesome.
No, they're not. They're not awesome. I knew a guy. You want to hear a terrible story?
Go.
I knew a guy who lived in Mississippi. And one day it was just like.
Is this the guy that flicks coins?
No, different dude. That guy was awesome. He could flip. We'd get roaches that would crawl up and be in the like the corner of the wall. So where the ceiling would meet the wall. And then roaches would climb or crawl across that seam.
Yeah.
And he could sit. I don't know how many feet away. It was 20 feet away.
And just
on the floor with a penny. And he would and send pennies. Just fire them from his fingers by snapping these pennies out and kill these roaches.
Have you ever done that?
No.
The penny snap?
I can't do it.
Really?
Well, I think I could probably do it, but I can't aim it.
We used to do it in school and get in trouble.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah.
Although now it doesn't matter. Go ahead and
I'm
do
not
it
in school anymore. Me.
Me. Take that. Same here. But anyway, that wasn't him. It was a guy who woke up one day a little dizzy. Next day, worse. Next day, way worse. Had to go to the hospital. They figured it out. A small roach had crawled inside of his ear, set up a little camp in there.
That's the worst thing
laid
I've
some
ever
eggs
heard.
Or something.
Anything in your ears.
Yeah, I know. It's gross. They had to go and like take it all out of there. So that was one guy. And then I knew another guy who had that same sort of thing, but it was in his bum. So a roach got up in there.
Oh, that's even worse.
I know. He had like horrible diarrhea for months. He could not figure it out. And it was a roach went up there and opened a hotel in his bum.
That's the worst thing ever.
I agree.
What would you do if there was a spider in your ear and it laid eggs?
I mean, how am I finding this out?
Doctor looks in there and goes, oh.
So doctor sees it. What's his course of action? What does he say?
He's like, best course of action, you just let them hatch and they'll leave.
Let them hatch and they'll leave is what he says?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
And then how much time do I have before the gestation?
10 days.
So 10 days from then, these bugs are going to hatch in my ear.
Yeah.
And then they'll leave.
And they'll just all bail.
And they're spiders, so there's tons of little babies.
Yeah.
Like a volume
like thousands of
babies. Oh my gosh, dude. Well, first of all, I don't think this is the course of action.
Do you think we'd have a birthday party?
No. No. Put me out of my misery. For real, like knock me out. If the only way these spiders get out of my head is to let 10 days go by, fine, but sedate me for 10 days.
All right.
Keep me in a room where
you know that's valid.
They come pouring out on the table and I'm done after that. Now, my guess is, yes, coma till gone, says the Wraith, and I agree with him. If there's a surgical way to go in there and pull these out, do that. I'd do that.
Okay, yeah.
And preferably I don't want to kill. I don't want to kill anything. I'm not like you where I'm like save it or forget it. Like they're like, well, the spider's going to die if you want us to take this out. I said, well, then the spider's dying.
The spider's gone.
But I'm not saying go in there and scramble it up and piss them off. And, you know, and also don't nick the sack and have a bunch of babies come out early. Blah, just swarm over your face. And then you'd be going, don't kill him, Dad. I'm going to take him outside and set him free. Don't do it.
You're running around lighting yourself on fire. Is that how I sound?
No. You don't sound a thing like that.
Dad.
Thank you for that, Rainbow Bright. 801-471-0462 is that number. Please keep them coming. We'd like to hear from you guys. We got a message for Carter asking, why did you shave your head?
Oh, originally.
No, this doesn't have a person's name either, so I don't know who to address. But why did you originally decide it was time to, you know, shave that
thing? So originally we did it for one of your co-host's wives.
Yep, Brian Ibbett's wife had cancer.
And
is in full remission, thankfully.
A bunch of us decided to shave our heads.
So we all did. Yeah, we all shaved our heads.
And I've grown my hair out a couple times over the years, but I just really like having a shaved head. It's really convenient. And I have really curly hair naturally, and it's a pain in the butt. So
that was the reason. That's it.
That's kind of it.
Okay.
I just like it.
You're just going to stick with it.
I feel like I have a normal shaved head, so it's fine.
Do you think you can be Sinead O'Connor until you're...
Yeah, why not?
Imagine you're in your 70s.
Yeah.
You're still cool with the shaved head?
Yeah.
No problem?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, most old ladies that age don't have any hair to grow anyway.
Yeah, right? I'd be wigging it anyway.
Would you wig it?
No. That sounds like a pain. I am lazy.
My mom wigged it a bunch.
Yeah, your mom still wigs it.
She has very thin, wispy hair, and it's gotten worse as she's gotten older. So she's done, but she's been wearing wigs since I was a little kid.
Yeah, but she in the past couple of years, switched to like silver gray wigs. Yeah. She used to go always blonde.
Yeah. It always looked like it was a from wig. Someone else's head. Yeah. It's not good.
It looks much better now.
But even like, there's some old photos in the 70s when I'm a little kid where she has big, cool, boofy looking, you know, beehive
hair. Yeah, she really did. She was rocking the beehive.
It was all wigs. None of it was real.
Someone in the chat pointed out, you also save a lot of money on like haircuts and stuff.
What, doing wigs?
No, doing shaved.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the buzz cut.
I mean, I don't pay anything money for haircuts because Kim's given it to me my whole marriage. Before that, my sisters. Before that, my mom. Before that.
But like, I've been to $100 haircuts and it was so awful.
Why?
Because I had real curly hair and you have to kind of get it specially done.
But why? Oh, I see what you mean.
I also have a lot of earrings.
Yeah.
And I think that having longer hair would be such a pain with earrings because they're all, they get all caught up in your hair.
Here's one for you. You want to hear another one?
Yes, sir.
Dear Scott and Carter, this is from Vordran. This is an email I got, but it came to my regular email address. So I don't want to pipe in after a comment on your most recent episode of... Why isn't this showing us? There we go. Whoops. I want dual shot. Your most recent episode of the Monday Show where you're talking about the misuse of AI. You said everyone can draw and I disagree. You're the one that said that, actually. You said everyone can draw. Do you remember this?
Yeah, everyone can draw.
Well, hear him out.
All right.
Says he disagrees. I see this type of comment a lot from talented folks who think that everybody can do it. But trust me, you're wrong. When I was younger, I tried to draw and would often have conversations like the following. Them. Oh, don't your parents look lovely? Me. Those are trees. Them. Oh, what a nice dog. Me. It's a house. After having conversations like that throughout elementary, junior high, and high school, I came to accept that I can't draw. So I just wanted to take exception to your statement that everyone can draw. To be clear, I'm not trying to advocate the use of AI here. If I wanted something drawn, I'd go to a professional such as either of you. But it rubs me the wrong way when talented people say anyone can do what they are talented at. That's not how it works. Let's see. You can do it because you're talented. I know. Hold on to your butts. Just hold on to your butts. You're dying. Like, I also have an answer to this. We'll get there. Says, ask a dancer if everyone can dance. Ask a straight A student. I thought it said straight student.
Ask a straight student.
If anyone can be gay. Ask a straight A student if everyone can get good grades, etc. Everyone who's talented has something, takes it for granted that everyone else can do it. I could go off on a tirade about AI, both with how it is currently being used and the complaints about it, but this email is already long enough, and I'll just leave it to my thoughts, or leave you my thoughts on talents and the talented. Love the show, even when it's not on a Monday. Vorderen, a.k.a. yet another Brian. Okay.
Can I go first?
Go.
Okay, so here's the thing. I get that some people have brains and hands for
certain
things.
By the way, this is going to be one of those times where Carter... Your words are going to want to try to get out before you get them.
I'm going to mess them up a lot.
All right, so
I'm trying
ahead.
To, yeah, yeah, get my head straight. I get that some people have brains for certain things. Some people do math better. Some people are engineers and like have just like the head for it, right?
Yeah.
When I say everyone can draw, I mean that everyone can pick up a pencil and learn to draw.
Yeah, the fundamentals of drawing are available to everybody. Right.
Here's the thing about the whole like I drew this and no one knew what it was. That isn't bad drawing. That is not necessarily getting your point across to other people.
Right.
But when I say everyone can draw, I mean that you can just do it.
It's the joy of doing it sometimes.
It's the joy of doing it.
It's not
it
always
like
that it looks perfect to everyone else.
I am horrible at video games. I am so bad at video games, but I really like playing them.
It's not true. You're pretty good at
I'm good at puzzles,
plenty of them.
But like...
You're good at competitive.
I don't know. I'm okay. Anyway, the point is...
When we play Guntastic in there, you... Hold your own.
I get real competitive, yeah. But
Bomberman,
also,
things like that. Yeah.
It's really, I hate when people point out like, oh, well, you're just talented. Because I'm not. I have been drawing since I could pick up a crayon.
And yeah.
I wasn't good. No kid is good. No child is good.
But look at it this way. So and this is maybe to support his point a little bit. Your brother, Nick... is naturally
really
good. Yes,
some people are talented.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's like uber talented, but he is so good that he doesn't have to do much to even try, and it looks amazing, and it irritates the hell out of me.
It is frustrating
because
he doesn't
really do it. Doesn't practice. He's just like, here's this, and I'm like, dude, And he's like, yeah, well, anyway, I gotta, it's just not focused, right? It drives me up a tree.
Yeah.
So there are definitely cases where people are there and ready to roll. I would argue you're a talented person, but it mostly came from practice.
All from practice. No, here's the thing. As much as people say, oh, you're talented, I got the same thing when I was a kid where people would look at my drawings and be like, what the hell is that? Or like, oh, that's so nice. You drew a dog. And I would be like, that is a giraffe or whatever. Right. And so it's frustrating a little bit to just be told like, well, you're talented. That's why you do that. Because it's not true. I do it because I really like it. And if you love something and you keep working at it, eventually you do get better.
Yeah, you may not you may not reach the levels that you may see others reach. No, that's not what we're saying.
I'll never reach some of the levels other people reach.
I definitely won't. And here's the thing.
And it's not that I didn't work as hard as those people. It's just everyone's a little bit different.
Not everybody's going to be Michael Jordan, but they can all learn to play pretty good basketball.
Yeah,
that's really what
you're saying.
You
can get good
at basketball. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
That's, yeah.
I agree with you. I think there is more to it. Vorderen, if you want to come back with another reply, and we're not calling you out.
No, no, no. I actually really appreciate this side of the conversation, because I think it's hard to have a middle ground of like, it's not like I am supporting AI, but also like,
yeah. Like I have a mind for programming if I would take the time to really apply it. And I've here and there are blips in my life where I was doing BASIC and later
well,
on
that's
I was
the
doing
thing.
This
yeah,
and like, web stuff and then PHP. And then I learned a little bit of Python and I kind of would dabble, and I knew that if I really put in my hours, I could really do it.
Yeah.
But I didn't, because it's not the most interesting thing to me.
Yeah,
so that's a whole
that
other
really
part of this.
To you, yeah.
And if you're not interested in it, then don't.
Yeah.
If it's, and you'll find something else you're interested in. But if you're even passively sort of just enjoy the experience of drawing.
Yeah.
I think everybody should draw.
It's like, it comes back to the whole, like, what is art? And it's like, just make things.
Make stuff.
But also, I mean, I admit I'm incredibly lucky because I had you growing up, someone who could teach me how to draw a bit.
And encouraged you.
And encouraged me and show me, you know, what I wanted.
And whatever, yeah.
But like I was saying with games, I have a brain for puzzles. Like, I can figure out all that stuff. And whenever I was in school, I did a lot of coding and stuff. And I wasn't bad at it because my brain worked fairly well with it. But I'm not a good programmer because I don't practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you did, you would be, or you'd be at least
better.
You'd be better.
Yeah. I like your Michael Jordan thing.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I was never great at basketball. I'm tall.
But you could play.
But I could play because I played. I spent enough time playing. But my first few games, I was terrible. I couldn't dribble. I couldn't do anything. Yeah. So this stage of your parents look lovely, those are trees, can be pretty quickly surmounted. You can get past that one pretty fast.
Yeah. But also, like, let the trees look like your parents.
Yeah, who cares? It's not like, for them anyway.
That's the thing that kills me about art is when people say, oh, good art, bad art. And I'm like, but did you like making it?
Sometimes you just want to make it to make it. And
also,
I have to remind myself all the time.
Ugly art.
Yeah.
You can be an ugly artist. Ugly art is great.
Yeah. And you can be an ugly artist who makes ugly art.
Yeah. All these things can be true.
No one cares how you look.
Anyway.
Thank you for the email. Let's see. We had another one here. There's another text. This is for the Monday show. Scott, I would have been pissed if anyone in my house ate my candy. You owe Carter a case from Costco, says Missy from Florida. Did we read this last time? It's familiar.
I don't know.
I know I read it to you at some point, but I don't know if it was pre-show or what I did.
I don't remember.
I'm not getting you a case.
You should.
No,
if
that.
You should.
That ain't happening.
You owe me.
I don't owe you that much. I owe you a little. Okay, what else we got here? Oh, we got a big one. Good morning. This is for the Monday show. My dad absolutely loves Circus Peanuts. Jeez,
yes!
You people with your
Circus
Peanuts.
Circus Peanut Club.
Boo.
We got this.
Everything artificial banana flavored, including banana flavored Laffy Taffy and the banana runts. It's all the same.
So here's the thing about the whole banana flavored Circus Peanuts. I don't feel like they're banana flavored.
What do you mean?
I just don't feel like Circus Peanuts are banana flavored.
They taste like it to me.
I don't taste it, but I also like banana flavored candy. I just feel like they don't taste the same.
I think if you had one right here in front of you now, do you have one?
No.
Well, let's get one. You got to have one over there somewhere.
No. I don't have
You really don't have any right
I eat
now?
Them so fast when I
get them. Gross. That is so bad for you.
They're not that bad. You know what's worse?
What?
Stealing my peanut butter cups. That's
well,
worse for you.
Well, because there's a moral transgression when I take your candy and not tell you.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in danger.
Anyway, it says, when I buy sweet candy for Halloween and the bag includes Laffy Taffy, I save the banana ones and mail them to my father. I love this.
Aw, that's so nice.
Last year, he soaked them in either vodka or rum, can't remember, and had a delicious to him artificially banana-flavored alcohol drink. Hmm. I'd be very interested if Carter or my dad would like the Cabana Banana Candy Cube from Sugarfina. It tastes like actual banana, but not artificial. Love the show. Love Amanda. Amanda, I don't know what that is.
Fun fact, that artificial banana flavor is actually based on an old banana that went extinct.
Ew. You mean like an old brown banana?
No, like a species of banana that went extinct.
That we can't get anymore.
Yeah, because they overbred it to the point where it didn't have seeds anymore, so it couldn't spread.
I remember something about that. It's pretty weird.
I know all about it because there's a whole thing in Iceland about it.
And
they're trying to recreate old bananas.
Really?
Yeah.
To what end? Just have a new
science
flavor?
I don't know.
Real quick, this is her cats.
Oh, Kitty.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Everyone send me your cats. I love cats and dogs and animals.
And that's them and the cat. Two dogs. Look at this cute couple and their dogs. They're adorable.
They're adorable. Look at that. This one ear up, one ear down. That's so cute.
That's awesome. And I don't know why I've never said this on a show, but I think the name Amanda is an amazing, cool name.
Amanda Cuggins.
If I had a third daughter, I'd have named her Amanda.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I told your mother that back in the Dizay.
I would have not been an Amanda.
You were almost a Daisy.
I was almost a Daisy and a Dixie.
A Daisy and a Dixie. What are you going to do? You're a Daisy if you do. Here.
See if you don't.
Here's one. Carter, thoughts on your trip to Korea? Doable for English-only travelers armed with a Lonely Planet guidebook? Also, is Seoul extremely congested with people?
I love Seoul. It is one of my favorite places on the planet. It was so much fun.
How packed was it? How busy? Was it crazy?
It was busy, but not as busy as I expected.
But what did you expect? Like,
I don't know. I expect, like, London is a good example.
What's the Japan crossing? Kabuki? What is it? Kabuja?
Shibuya?
Kabuka. That's supposed to be the busiest crossing of all time, and it looks is it like that level of people everywhere?
My level of people, I don't know. I have a low level of people tolerance, so any like crowd stresses me out.
Yeah, she doesn't like crowds.
I will say Shibuya was way more crowded.
Maybe it's easier because all of these people are 4'2" and you're 9'5".
Maybe.
Five.
But Korea, Seoul was not as crowded as I expected. We also were there in the fall and it was a bit chillier, so I wonder if that played into it at all.
Might have.
Like tourist-wise. But as a English-only speaker,
yeah,
I was shocked how easy it was to get around without knowing the language.
That's good.
I think a major part of it was just like, you have to be able to smile and be like, I'm sorry, I don't speak this. Like, do you speak English?
Well, plus the Korean. They would go to a lot of school for English.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff.
A lot of people speak it. More than ever. You just have to be humble and just like ask. And
they liked you anyway, because you were like a big, weird, tall, like freaky white
girl.
They
loved me there.
Yeah. But the old ladies, what'd they call you?
I don't remember what the word was, but they'd come up to me and basically say, pretty.
Yeah.
And point at me like a witch casting a curse, and it was wonderful.
Did you feel like it was a curse? Like
a little bit. It was like, what's happening? And then my cousin, who does speak Korean, would be like, oh, she said you're pretty.
Oh.
So hopefully that was correct.
Which cousin was it?
Both April and Carly.
Oh, total lies then.
Maybe.
The lady was saying, a pox on your people.
Evil. Regardless.
Well, that's cool.
Really, really fun. It's shockingly easy.
So they should go. These guys should go. Carter doesn't know Korean.
No.
So
be nice is the main thing.
Yeah. Be nice. Go to Korea. Talk. Everyone knows English. If they don't, it's fine.
I spent a lot of time in like the older markets where these places were run by a lot of older people. So they didn't speak as much English.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time like pointing and being like, two, that one.
Two.
Like I want to like shopping.
Oh, right. Because you got to use hand signal. It's almost like Carter knows a little ALS. ALS?
ASL.
ASL.
ALS is a
disease
and a problem.
It's a horrible disease.
Yeah.
It's Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes.
I'm sorry. ASL, American Sign Language.
Yes.
Not American Correct. Language Sign.
But I actually really want to go back alone a little bit because the group I was with was fun, but I like traveling alone. So.
How much ASL do you remember?
A good amount.
Do one. Do something.
Do one.
Do like, hold on, let's think of a phrase.
Oh no, I'm nervous.
Have a nice trip. Like this person going to Korea. Do have a nice trip in ASL.
I don't think I can sign that.
Oh, come on.
I don't think I can sign that.
Try it. Well, what do you know then? Like.
Like who?
Do it again.
Who?
Who? Who what?
Like who? Like saying who are you or something?
Who are you? Who? Like who? Who? I really want to know, like the song.
I'm stressed now. I'm sweating from my hands.
Don't sweat from your hands. Say, just do a thing like, who has my luggage? How would you say that? Visually, with your hands.
I don't know the sign for luggage.
Oh, well then my bag or my object.
I know the alphabet still.
You lost everything.
I know like little signs and things.
You used to be fluent.
Same.
You used to be fluent. What happened?
Time passed.
Yeah. Time always passes.
I know enough that it, like, if I come across someone who only signs, I can usually like get by.
Yeah.
But that's also not very often.
I understand. And I don't think you should be expected to remember that. You got a little stage fright from that?
A little stage fright.
All right. Cool. Now I know how to get under your jib or whatever. That's not a phrase.
So uncool.
How about this one? Sorry. Where is it? Here it is. Hold on. Did we look at this last week? I think we did. Why is my memory that we did? Here. Do you see these?
Oh, are those the licorice things covered in salt?
The salty licorice. Did we talk about these?
I think we did. Because I think we talked about your sister bringing them to us.
Those are foul.
They're disgusting.
I did have them. They're terrible.
Blech.
I will never be cool with that ever again. Here's one. Monday show regarding Carter's zombie thing.
Can't wait.
What does she think of Reavers in Firefly/Serenity? Not your typical zombies, but still a return to animalistic craziness. Love the other TMS, though, meaning the Monday show.
Yeah. I have a hard time with Serenity, the movie.
Really? Because the Reavers?
Yeah, when the Reavers are on, it kind of sends me into that panicky mode.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know this.
But the show, they never really show the Reavers, so I never have an issue.
They're in it, but it's not...
It's not the same.
Not visceral, not like the movie.
Like Serenity.
Yeah, the movie really goes hard with the Reavers.
They're kind of far away in the show. I don't know how to explain that.
Do you know how Reavers keep their harpoons clean?
I do.
Should I even say it?
Let's leave it up to the audience to decide.
Your options are A, run it through the wash.
B, it's A.
All of the above. Still, that moment gets me. The Reavers. The Reavers are really cool, and I like them for the reason I like zombies. And so that makes sense that you would probably not like them for the reasons you don't.
They kind of freak me out.
Yeah, they're freaky.
I like them, like the whole, like, they're kind of crazy space people and they have ships with like bones and stuff. Like, that stuff's cool conceptually.
Yeah. Because it's kind of Mad Max a little bit.
Yeah.
Mad Max in space.
Mad Max in space was.
Fury Road in space is a weird idea, but. Okay, we got another one that says circus peanuts are artificially banana flavored.
That's so fun. I don't get that out of them. I don't know. And I love, like, banana taffy is my favorite taffy.
Yeah.
But I just don't taste the banana. I don't know.
It's really weird. I understand, though. And I don't want you to... I don't want you to eat any more of those. Those are bad.
Well, it's too bad because I have adult money now.
Final email. Justin Hall wrote in. Adult money. Hopefully you guys will help us on Patreon and we can give Carter a little extra.
Yeah, so I can
money.
Buy my circus peanuts.
That's not what you're spending this addiction. On. My gosh. All right. Justin says, I'm sending this here because I don't know the email address for the Monday show. Well, we don't have one.
Nope.
We're using the text line, which works the same. And you all have phones. Anyway, Monday show. I am not that good at detailed at realistic art, but I am fair at cartoony stuff. I have friends that are amazing at the more realistic stuff. I am a D&D player with many great homebrew monster ideas. However, I'm terrible at learning how to draw them. I frequently use AI to come up with an approximation of my idea, and then I hire one of my art friends to draw based on that idea. I use AI art as a tool to help me get ideas across that are hard to explain to my friends. The final result always is what my artist friends draw. And I always pay or trade for their talent. In my opinion, there is a piece or a place for AI art as a tool, but not a replacement. My two cents, Justin from Arkansas.
I agree. I think it has its place as a tool. The main issue with it currently is that it's stealing from other artists and taking away that income and stuff from other people's talent.
It's trained on artists regardless.
Yeah, like it's trained on other artists, and those artists aren't getting paid for any of that, or like it is stealing. So that's more the issue. Because I think that AI could be an incredible tool.
Of course it could.
I don't know why we're making it draw for us. Like what? Like that, his use case is neat. That's a neat way to do that. Yeah. But it is stealing from artists.
Yeah, right now it is. I don't know if that'll change. There's big talk about some of the major ones changing their policies about what data they train on. And the way that they would do that would be to hire, like Adobe's doing this. All the Adobe stuff is trained on Adobe stuff.
Yeah.
They're not doing it on anything else. And they've got artists and they have tons of cataloged work that is all made internally and they're training it on that. That's what they're saying.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying they're 100% correct, but that's what they're saying. I would like more of that, verifiably that, but more of that from OpenAI or Midjourney's already exposed the chicken for what it is.
Yeah.
Because they came out with the whole, their stuff got leaked and it was like, oh, so you're actively
culminating all these
after artists and not telling anyone.
No, it's, I don't know what the future for AI is, but it's wonky right now.
All I know is I see it a mile away and I don't like it.
No.
It's not hard.
It's funny. I keep getting these videos or things that are like, can you tell which one's AI? And it's like, it's impossible. And everyone in the comments are like, oh, wow, I couldn't tell. Every single one I know.
Yeah.
Because my brain can just feel it, you know?
Yeah. You can just tell.
It's
makes me
itchy.
I can always tell. And I hate it every time I see it.
It's frustrating.
Some more realistic stuff that's meant to be photographic, I can still tell. But it doesn't feel as icky.
Yeah,
if I was a photographer, it'd probably drive me crazy because that would be kind of my whole focus, right?
Yeah.
This is Tanner and Alex's cat.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. What's the name here? I think I got a name. Oh, I lost
it. That cat looks like it knows things.
It does look like it might know something, doesn't it? And then there's their dog.
Oh, a little D20 ball. That's so cute.
Oh, yeah. Let me show the chat.
That's a D12. Never mind. That's a D12.
That's an 8.
Yeah, but it's a D12.
How do you know it's a 12?
Because I know that shape.
It's almost a circle, though.
Here, look.
It's a dog toy.
You had dice over here at one point.
I did. I don't know what happened to
There's a big one.
That's my D20.
Here, let's roll.
Roll. Let's see who can win. Okay, this will be our big final thing today.
I got a 10. Go.
You rolled a 10?
Yeah, 10. Right. You got half and half.
All right. Here we go. This is the die. It's a D20, big metal one. Here we go. If I beat a 10, then what? What are the stakes?
You get to punch me in the face.
I'm not doing that. How about I... crap. What's a good trade?
I will share a lemon treat with you that I have.
What are they?
They're little cookies.
Okay. And if I lose, what?
And if you lose, you owe me 3 things of peanut butter cups.
Oh my gosh.
Or 2 and a... You know what? You already owe me the 2. You have to give me a bag of circus peanuts.
Okay. Oh, I could do that. Even though I'm killing you by buying those. They're awful.
You are not killing me. I'm fine.
They're bad. I rolled a 6.
Huh?
Oh, wait.
Either way, I got a 10.
9.
You lose. Wait,
I'm trying to see if this differentiates because that's lame if it doesn't. It doesn't.
Oh, weird.
The 6 and the 9.
I'll give you a 9. You still lose.
How do you make a D20 without the little underscore?
I don't know.
Give me a break.
Thank you.
These are Aramaic numbers.
You owe me circus peanuts.
All right. We'll see what we can do. well done.
All right.
Well done, everybody.
We did it.
We did it. We pulled it off. Now, a quick reminder, patreon.com/TheMondayShow.
The Monday Show.
Please go help us out. I feel more nervous about this one for no good reason. I think it's because it's me and you, and neither of us are... We're bad marketers.
We are bad marketers.
I don't like pushing. I hate
know,
the feeling of
I
it.
No, I feel the same way.
So all I'm saying is if you enjoy the show and you like it on some level.
This will keep it going for sure.
Yeah, this will keep it going and it will justify its existence beyond just a fun thing to do. I don't know. I don't know why I have such a hard time selling myself on this stuff.
I do too.
Or other people on it. It's true of everything I do.
It's the whole, you know, I want to look cool, but I don't want to be perceived. Does that make sense?
I would have been Mr. Beast 15 years ago if I had.
I struggle with, can't post art online without being like, no one wants to see this. Why would they want to see this? This is gross and terrible.
And I'm kidding about the Mr. Beast thing. I'm not comparing myself to anyone. But my point is like, I know that I know that my lack of, what do they call
marketing
that? No, what do they call those?
Marketing?
Hustle bro. My hustle bro.
Hustle.
I don't really have. You ever heard Hustle Bro?
Yes, but I that's not what that is.
But that's what they call it. It's those guys that are like just going, that's right, give me some NFTs and Bitcoins, and we're going to take advantage of the algorithm, and I'm going to go get, I'm going to figure out how to game the system.
I was thinking about that the other day, the people who like know how to work, you know, the internet stuff, the Instagrams and such to make it so you're like the most popular. I don't get that. It stresses me out even thinking about it.
It super stresses me out, and I'm just not interested.
Make sure you post at 2:30 p.m. every day.
So I'm not doing that.
I can't deal.
Some other texts have rolled in since the show started. Don't worry, we'll keep those for our next episode so that we don't lose any of them. We try to make sure to read everything you guys send. Again, patreon.com/themorningshow. And if you want to send us a voicemail
not
or a text.
Not the morning show, the Monday
show. The Monday show, shit.
Goodness heavens.
The Monday show. My brain's about half on. And then a reminder to use the text line for your voicemails and or texts. Either one will take. 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0462. Carter, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
I just want to thank everyone for being here with
us. Aren't you Miss Positive today? Wow.
Wow.
That'll do it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next Monday. See you then.
Get more at frogpants.com.